It's Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. As New York City slowly reopens, more New Yorkers are out in the streets and dining outdoors at their favorite restaurants. And by New Yorkers, we're including rats. WNYC's Amy Pearl has an update on what these urban rodents have been up to during the lockdown.
Dr. Bobby Corrigan is an urban rodentologist, and at the height of the pandemic, he kept hearing from friends. First came the emails.
You wouldn't believe what's going on outside my condominium. It's kind of crazy. I hear screaming rats.
Then the calls.
I'm watching rats. I've never seen them play in the park before. They're wrestling and playing. It looks like they're happy. I said, trust me, they're not playing. Somebody is going to be killed shortly and eaten.
Corrigan is a consultant who's worked on rat management with cities all over the country, including here in New York City. And for him and other scientists who study rats, this kind of behavior is nothing new.
Any mammal, if you take the food away, you're going to have abnormal behavior show up really quick.
Jason Munchie South teaches evolutionary biology to freshmen at Fordham University. And Munchie South says one fact about rats is key to understanding their behavior. Their homebodies.
Urban rats actually use a very small area around where they were born throughout their lifetime.
And they live right by their food supply, which here in New York City is an all-you-can-eat garbage buffet.
Think about a block with a lot of restaurants. There would have been trash on the street nearly every night. It would have been basically predictable.
So predictable that Bobby Corrigan says rats even keep track of our schedule.
They absolutely know when garbage day is for their local colony.
Until the pandemic hit and the regular supply of garbage that rats rely on for food in certain neighborhoods slowed to a trickle almost overnight. Jason Munchie South.
It's really they're just running out of food and they're desperate.
When I called the Department of Health, they said the number of 311 calls about rats dropped significantly this March, April, and May compared to last year. That's probably because people weren't out and about to call in sightings. Or maybe it's because the rats are laying low.
Some of them might have only dropped down to the sewer. A lot of food floats by in those sewers. A lot of people flush things down the toilet, smelly fish, pieces and parts of vegetables.
I asked Jason Munchie South if the lockdown, with the lack of food and the fighting, could have caused an overall drop in the rat population.
You know, it depends on how long this goes on, but I think it's already gone on long enough that there may have been a decrease. You know, rats can respond very quickly to food supplies. So if there's less food, they're not going to reproduce as much.
But by the same logic, as restaurants open up again and the amount of garbage in certain neighborhoods increases, the rats' numbers will ramp up.
They've evolved to basically turn food into babies very rapidly. So gestation is about 3 weeks. When the rats are born, it's only another, like we're talking about 5 to 6 weeks before those rats that are born become sexually mature. You know, a single female rat, if she's in good condition, could have 4 or 5 litters a year.
So if rats can have 12 pups in a litter and up to 5 litters a year, then one rat couple can have 60 babies a year. And each of those babies become sexually mature after only about 6 weeks and can start having babies of their own.
I guess my bottom line is I don't predict that this lockdown is going to result in any kind of decrease in the rat population for any long period of time.
But it might be a good time to focus on rat control.
Should we capitalize on this time to put out baits and traps and clean up as best as we can? And, you know, hopefully the lesson we've learned in part from this pandemic is that we need to be cleaner. The rats are going to take advantage of sloppiness wherever it occurs, parks, subways, alleys, residents, houses, hotels, hospitals. Rats like, show us the slobs and we will show you where we're going to set up shop.
If you think being in the middle of a pandemic caused by a virus that jumped from animals to humans is enough to motivate individuals to tackle the rat problem, Bobby Corrigan has a question for you.
When you take your trash out, ask yourself, Amy, do I do my trash in a way that a rat cannot get to it, period? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
For WNYC, I'm Amy Pearl.